delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it on this Thursday. Remember, tomorrow we'll be joining Stephen Nolan. Will be here from the BBC to talk about Donald Trump. We'll try to sort it out for him. Just trying to share with him the fact that, you know, there are complex decisions that go into selecting Donald Trump. It's not because we're all like white nationalists or something silly. Real quickly, John checking in from Portage today. John, what are your thoughts?
Good morning, Steve. When we talk about a recount, I don't think it's just a ministerial matter where someone pays, and I don't have the statute in front of me, so I'll have to admit that, but I don't think it's merely a ministerial matter where someone pays the money and they automatically get it. I think it's a discretionary matter with the people in the state of Michigan, and if they rejected it in this instance, because there is no factual predicate, no factual basis
to do it
for it, admit it,
yeah.
Okay, that it would not be overruled by the Court of Appeals as an abuse of discretion. I think there's discretion in this, and I think that that's where Romney ought to be going with it, and where Trump ought to be going with it, that this is a discretionary matter, and we should reject it, because we're going to pay $5 million
for
nothing.
Yeah, a lot of money, no question, Johnny. And I'm going to ask her that in here in just a moment. I appreciate your phone call. I do have to jump, though, to get to our next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg, joining us. Congressman, I did my math on this 3 days ago. I said $5 million would be the bill to Michigan taxpayers. A couple people laughed. Today, Ruth Johnson, the Secretary of State, says the bill is going to be $5 million. I guess my math was pretty good, and it's outrageous. Welcome back.
Good to be back with you, and this is what reminds us that the battle is on for this country and the control of this country, and people who don't really understand the greatness of a nation that's founded on constitutional principles will try to change things to fit their own desires, and sometimes it ends up hurting us all in the process.
Well, it sure does. Let's talk about, I mean, it's not going to change the outcome. We've determined that. I mean, we're quite sure of that. So let's talk about what we have going forward. You'll be returning to Congress, of course. What day are you sworn in?
We're sworn in on the 3rd of January, and then the new president's administration is sworn in on the 20th.
Correct. Okay, so as you look at what Donald Trump, the president-elect, and his wingman now, Mike Pence, who seems to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting, the vice president-elect in this transition. A lot of the names are coming out now. What are you liking? What are you not liking as far as the people you're seeing selected to the cabinet and this administration?
Of any of the people that I really know, Mr. Munchen, even I'm not sure I'm even saying the name right, is the only person I don't have any knowledge of. Everyone, though, otherwise, I've been fairly impressed with. He's taking some bold steps, and I think showing that he's going conservative. It's going to be a very interesting cabinet. People that I do know very closely, like Tom Price, like Betsy DeVos, of course, Mike Pence. I mean, you just couldn't pick really any better people than that to do the jobs they're going to be asked to do.
Now, a lot of these folks, they're trying to discredit these folks, people like General Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, the news media trying to say, well, these are a bunch of white nationalists. I mean, really? Has there been some resurgence in the Ku Klux Klan that I am completely unaware of, Congressman? Because, you know, I checked. I can't find this white nationalist movement they keep telling me about in the Trump administration. I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, I don't see that either, especially when you look back to the campaign that even though he wasn't, encouraged to go to the African-American population, he went there. He went there knowing that he would be challenged by leadership that in many cases don't speak for the best interests of the people that they say they represent. He went there. He very graphically said, you know, Democrats have told you they'll be helping you all these years. What have they done? What the hell do you have to lose?
Well, there you go.
By trying something different.
Yeah, and apparently nothing, because they move forward. And he got better numbers in the African-American community than did Mitt Romney or John McCain or any Republican in a long, long time. So he did pretty well for him. 13% of African-American men that pulled the lever for Donald Trump. And that's, is it a big number? No, but it's a step in the right direction. And if he delivers on the things that he said he would deliver on, expect that number to go up.
Well, that segment of our society has been lied to for many, many years. And frankly, the Republican Party, to a great degree, has not reached out. We've just assumed that we can't get that, when in fact we shouldn't have. And I've been attempting that for the past 6 years in my district, going into that community, and it's amazing. They want to see the same things that we want to see in their families, their communities. And so, this stuff that's being put out right now is worn out, it's tired, and people of goodwill listening to the realities will, I think, make good choices.
And I think that's I hope you're right about that. I have some optimism here, and in fact, I see, you know, in polling, not that polling's very good this year or for this time around, but Donald Trump's numbers are rising already, and he's going to Indiana today, and he's going on a Thank You America tour, which I would fully expect he might stop in Grand Rapids and Detroit. Just a guess. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but if I were to guess, that's two places I think he will stop. But he's going to Indiana to the Carrier plant because they've struck a deal to keep those 1,000 jobs. Now, it might be symbolic, but it's a good symbol of keeping jobs in America. And I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word about the economy and where we're going.
Well, I think we have a great opportunity to move forward. We're going to be doing the right principles, and the right principles always bring the good results. And this president will sign legislation moving forward on tax reform, health care reform, repeal of the Obamacare fiasco, and giving people choice again. All of that's moving forward. So I'm excited about it and just looking forward to getting into an immense battle, I'm sure. Nancy Pelosi was selected as the leader of the Democrat House caucus members yesterday. That shows they're not changing, but the world is changing around him. I'm glad to be part of that.
All right. Greatly appreciated, Congressman. As always, Congressman Tim Walberg. I look forward to seeing you in D.C. sometime soon as well, my friend.
Absolutely. Look forward to that.
There you have it. 25 after on a Thursday here on the Steve Gerber Show.